opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha. You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio App. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio App. Download it for free in the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, we've been getting along pretty good. This episode is called Patty Cake. I know everybody remembers Patty Cake, right? Patty Cake, Patty Cake. Baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Patty Cake. I think about when I was a little girl and we doing that little hand slapping shit in front of each other, like two girls standing there and they're doing little hand motion and you clicking and clicking and clapping and shit to do catch up and you're picking up the rhythm and you're going faster and you're singing the Patty Cake song. Then another girl come in and y'all do a three-way with this shit. And y'all got another girl come in. You might even do four ways with this shit. And got two bitches clapping at the top, two at the bottom. And y'all doing all this clap, 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 plop, plop, plop. Hand smacking, clapping. And, you know, yeah, Patty Cake. So, when I think about Patty Cake, for some reason, I think about money. Because I associate cake with money. I associate cake with money and ass. But the Patty Cake part, I associate with being in unison. Like-minded. One accord. I associate it with a communication style. And I don't think there's a man I've ever, ever did Patty Cake with. And who knows? That may become a new requirement. Say, hey, do you know how to do Patty Cake? I just want to see if we can clap our little hands together and do this little rhythm. And if we can stay on it. And I think part of relationships is about that rhythm and keeping a little unison together. You know, what is your communication style? Are we able to communicate effectively? Not just effectively, but truthfully. You know, I met this guy. And that some bitch could not look me in the eye when he was talking. So he's trying to tell me this big, gold, grand, beautiful lie. But he was looking over to the side and I said, I'm not over there. Talk to me. And he got so frustrated. Like, oh. He said, you just make this so hard and you're so angry. I said, I'm not angry. I'm just talking to you. My voice is not raised or anything like that. I am getting a little frustrated, though, because you're insulting my intelligence. Like, how? I said, for one, you're lying. Oh, my God. How the hell am I lying? You know, the typical how the hell do you know and why I always got to be lying. And then it flips to you always tripping, you tripping, you tripping, you tripping. No, I'm not tripping. I'm actually in a very clear state of mind, and I'm talking to you like two adults. First of all, I don't care if you lie, because you lying to you, not me. You trying to lie to me. I'm not buying it. But, you know, just two adults should be able to talk plain and simple, clear and concise. But you rather sit here and fucking lie to me. And you know, I just don't understand it. That was a fucked up ass piece of communication. Like, literally could not talk to this person. And then the other thing that pisses me off about communication styles is the silent treatment. If you're the type of person who has a disagreement and your go-to is silent treatment, get the hell out of here. You need to grow up. You need to go somewhere and try to mature to a play into adult relationships and games, whatever the fuck you want to call it, because the silent treatment is for kids. It's for Simon Says, you know, when you say, if Simon didn't say it, then you shut up type shit. I'm not going to play the silent treatment with you. I just think that is, you know, you might as well just ghost me and just keep on pushing, you know, and let that be the way it is. Because you go silent on me, I'm going to take that as you done. And I'm going to go on about my damn business. And so don't call me 2 days later like shit ain't happened. And you pick up and, hey, can I come and fuck? Are you insane? You lucky I didn't block your ass. I didn't block you more or less because I don't want you to call me from another number or whatever. I don't know. But for whatever reason I didn't block you is because I paid that damn phone bill. Hell, I don't know. And, you know, I don't have to answer. But, you know, just for whatever reason, I hate that shit. I hate the silent treatment. I think it's extremely immature. And we go through these time frames. Bambi, be quiet, girl. We go through these time frames in life where it just seems like more adults want to act like kids. And that's a challenge. Okay. I had to take a small little break. My little puppy was like, I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to pay me attention right now. So, all right to Bambi. But no, I think we do run into so many adults that still want to quote unquote want to act like kids and then be grown because, you know, I'm old enough to be grown, so I'm a man physically and it's not, but yet still want to be very, you know, I don't even know that people know that they're that immature, but I mean, I'm here to say, you know what, you need to find whatever measures it is to grow up. And I think part of maturity is how you handle offense. We live in a society, in a world right now where people are just offended by every damn thing. Like, if I post something that is a meme that I stole from another site or another page, because that's what people do. You know, there are some folks who are out there originally making the memes, and I applaud them because I like the content and like to borrow it. But for me, I'm borrowing other people's content, and I just post it because I think it's funny, it's entertaining, or whatever it so be. And some things do have a little personal, and you know, like that, give you an aha moment, and you may feel a little personal connection to it. But it's not, I promise you, I'm not having any personal connections to most of the stuff that I post. But yet, there will be somebody who's offended. It doesn't matter. It's always going to be somebody offended. Somebody is offended by me cussing right now. And they feel like I don't need to be on this, doing this podcast. Because that girl's too pretty to be saying all them words. And I'm like, and you just too, I don't know what the hell to call you because you keep listening. And you don't like it. I don't know what to tell you. But my point is, see, y'all gonna make me get distracted. Y'all know I got ADD. Damn it. So I was talking about this patty cake shit and not being on one accord and this communication and silent treatment and all this other stuff. And I just got to get back to what I was going to. But communication is really key. Like, how the hell are you going to be on one accord with somebody who refuses to grow the hell up or to own their shit? And that's why I said that kind of relationship is just, it can't happen. It can't work. And sometimes the person who's not owning their shit and not growing up is you. And you have to look into that, do that self-insight thing and say, yeah, it's me. I need to do better. And do it and do better. Do the work. Do the work. Sometimes a relationship is worth it. If that's what you want and who you want, and that's who you, you know, your heart is content with, sometimes it's worth the work. And, you know, ain't nothing worse than the motherfucker telling you you don't bring shit to the table. Ooh. But you know what? If a motherfucker does tell you that, then you dig deep and search and say, you know what? I need to figure out what I can bring to this table. Damn it, Bambi, stop. I tell you, I love my puppy, but she on one tonight. She is on one. The other thing about patty cake and relationships and being on one, of course, y'all thought I was going to talk about ass. Even though when I think about patty cake, I do think about getting my ass spanked. You know, I think about that low-key wild sex. Now, mind you, I'm not into a lot of stuff. I don't have the physical agility to do that stuff that's going to have me winded and looking crazy and just like, I really don't want carpet burns on my knees. Have you ever had a carpet burn before? That shit hurt. I don't want nothing that's going to break the skin and leave me, you know, just needing potentially, I'm not going to go to the hospital, you know that. So it had to be real bad for me to actually go to the hospital and say, you know, can you disconnect this nigga from me or take this apart or whatever, or I broke this because he threw me on the floor. So it just had to be on that level before I'm going to the hospital. So it, I don't want the agitation of broken skin and cuts and stuff, because I tell you, it really hurt having carpet burns, and you can get them on several different places in your body. I'm not going to go into that. And sometimes I would think with a little bit of patty cake, you might break the skin, just depending on what you're doing and what you're hitting with. But, yeah, so that's not really where I was going with patty cake, but yeah, it crossed my mind too. Y'all know I'm always going to have a sexual thought, a connotation in that. But, I also think about money when I think about patty cake, and I think about a partner, a future partner, and how we manage and handle money. So I prefer he have the money and he can let me manage it, but I do make my own. But I mean, it would be nice if he had some too. But let's just be honest. It's probably not that many rich black men that may be wealthy in so many other ways. And that is a beautiful thing. And if that's what you desire, so be it. You know, he can be so wealthy and just being a kind-hearted, dear man with a big old penis and good sex drive. I could almost be content with that, but I still need him to make some money. I prefer him to make, you know, decent money, because I don't want a big old penis and good sex and still struggle. That's just, I'm not going to be balanced. I don't know how that works. I don't want to know how that works. I want what I want, and I think I deserve it. So, you know, I'm going to have to pray on it and manifest it, affirm it all, every which way possible to get it. I don't know. I'm going to look into some more options. Like, this girl told me to get a yoni egg and swing it around. I was like, okay, is this going to do it? You know, I need whatever the hell you got. Oh, Lord, that's too funny. It's an inside joke. You might not get it. But, you know, you want like-mindedness, and that's what the patty cake is about. You may call it the patty cake. You can call it whatever you like. You can call it on one accord. You can call it great communication skills. We on the same path. You want somebody that is just in alignment with you. And being in alignment is going to be a financial alignment, a spiritual alignment, the physical alignment. You know, like, look, I want to eat healthier. I'm going to eat what I want to eat, but I want to eat healthier, better. I want to exercise more. And I need you to do the same or push me when I'm just sitting up there saying, I don't want it today. I need you to be able to pour into me, give me a little bit of a refill when I'm I'm expended. You know, I pour it all out because I do pour out to people because that is my gift. I do speak and talk to people all day, every day. I love on people. And so I need somebody to love on me back and put it back into me because I'm like, look, I'm almost on E. I can't give you no more. And so, you know, you want the type of partner that you can come home and they can say, okay, let me fill your cup up, boo. That's what I'm talking about. So that is really the basis of the patty cake. And I don't know why I keep thinking about stocks and things, but you want to have somebody that's looking into the future with your finances and how to make your money grow. You know, you can't have somebody that every time you get paid, y'all both broke. I you know, that's that young shit, being broke on payday. I don't wish that shit on nobody. But I've been there, done that, and it was just depressing as hell. Not trying to go there no more. So, patty cake, like-minded, on one accord, and no motherfucking silent treatment. Do not go silent on me. If you go silent on somebody else and that shit work on them, so be it. Then rock that shit with y'all, but you don't do it to me. I'm sorry, that's personal, because I hate it, and I take it as a personal attack and insult. I just do. So grow the hell up. If you on that silent treatment shit, rethink your life. Rethink your life. Be cautious when you having crazy sex and you spanking somebody's ass and causing physical harm, because they can go back and flip the script and say you did something to them that was non-consensual. I wouldn't. I mean, but I do think you should keep antiseptic and Band-Aids and Neosporin and shit nearby if you're going to be doing that crazy stuff. Ooh, I just thought about it. You got to be careful when people got open cuts and sores and shit. And you do anything with they ass, I don't even want to get in the shower with you. And you know, we can't even play like that with this shit, with this COVID. Has anybody had sex with a mask on? I didn't think so. I mean, you'd be like, fuck you up. I don't think. You know what? That is an interesting question. And it just stumped the hell out of me. I just can't see why in the hell. You know, you just take all the risk being on that COVID shit at that point. Because you're like, my shit's tweaking down here and I'm ready. So, yeah, it's like, what the hell are you going to do with a mask? But that's a thought. That is an interesting thought. I didn't even think about a mask during sex. Anyway, that is what Tanisha said.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.